wonder, was I polite enough in the way I described all of that? Catherine Lewis from Debrett's is listening. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well, thank you.
Oh, more importantly, how was your drive to work this morning?
Well, you see, we've got the snow here. And yeah, I am such a relaxed individual. I stop at every junction to let other people out. I wave to people as they're going past. You know, I stop and lift pedestrians and say, would you like me to take you part of the way so you won't have to pay for a taxi? That's the sort of individual I am.
Amazing.
You've done some research into driver behaviour, and a lot of us are failing in the etiquette stakes.
We have. Well, everybody's sort of been commenting in the last couple of years about how, you know, driving's getting worse, road rage. There are definitely a lot more cars on the road. That is true. But we wanted to know whether really manners were getting worse on the road. So at Debrett's, we partnered with Ford Vignale to do some research and produce the new modern British road etiquette guide. And the research does show that actually, yes, people are getting more road rage. People do believe that manners are getting worse. But there is a solution. The first step is sort of acknowledging these problems and then all working together to be happier and safer drivers.
So what are the main sins that are being committed? I suppose blasting your horn when someone sort of startles you along the road. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
So it's a bad thing. It's about consideration. And the main things that came up were things I'm sure we've actually all done ourselves. Tailgating's a big one.
Oh, yes.
Being too close to me. It's amazing because you wouldn't stand right up against somebody, would you, if you were walking on a road? But we do it in cars. We really do.
Well, it's an interesting point. If I was to walk down the street behind, like, male or female, right behind them, walking where my, you know, my belted area was touching their posterior area, you know, you'd be arrested.
Yes, I know. And yet we do. We feel we're in this sort of safe environment of a car, which I think is why we can be sort of worse mannered behind the sort of safety of a car. But actually, you know, what we really found was that it's contagious. So if you are sort of angry at people and bad mannered, that spreads to the cars around you. If you are good mannered, if you let people in, if you acknowledge people, if you communicate, if you remember to signal, then that's catching as well. So you can actually sort of start this sort of wave of well manners or good manners on the road if you try hard. But it is hard. We do get stressed, you know, and we do get distracted as well in our cars.
So let me put a couple to you. Someone's let you out at a junction. You've managed to manoeuvre your way out into the traffic and you're now getting a little bit of speed up, and there's a lot happening on the road, but you haven't flashed your hazards to say thank you. You haven't raised your hand to say thank you. Is that bad manners, or is that incredibly safe driving?
Well, it's bad manners if you're not aware of the people around you. Sort of manners and safety come together when it's about awareness of other people. So, you know, never do something that's unsafe to be well-mannered. But actually, by sort of acknowledging people, even if it's just a nod, it means that you're aware of where those cars are around you. So actually, you're probably safer on the road as well. Same with things like sort of music. When you're playing music really loudly, you might not be able to hear things around you, things like that, or they might just annoy people with your bad choice of music.
Hey, true. How do you deal with a cyclist? You should always be courteous, smile, wave, delay your progress in the traffic to ensure the cyclist is safe. Am I right in all of this?
You really should. And cyclist is one that comes up again and again, sort of either aggression towards cyclists or aggressive cyclists in return. But it is same with horses on the road. They have equal right to the road. So it is about awareness of them and just trying to stay calm and communicate with them as well. So yeah, it's all about communication and staying calm, which is why you should have a tidy car as well, because actually the tidiness is going to keep you calmer as well.
I never thought of that. The car should always be tidy inside. Is that not you just being posh? Do you really need your car to be tidy?
No, there is actually scientific research to show that like having a tidy desk, having a tidy car puts you in a sort of more positive, organised frame of mind. I always think it's amazing insight into people's lives getting in their car.
What about when someone really annoys you and they've driven past you and you can see that they are either ordering two pints or they're putting, you know, some sort of symbol out the window? It could be both fingers. It could be the middle finger. You're not sure why they've done it, but you really feel you've only got a window of opportunity. You've got about 3 seconds to get them back.
To react.
If you can get your hand out your window, you have one as well. How unreasonable is that in the Debrett's etiquette book?
I know. I mean, sort of the best advice really would be at that point to do nothing but just stay incredibly calm and just breathe. Although, of course, that is really hard. So I think if you sort of try to not be the person who inspires anger yourself, then hopefully we can bit by bit change people on the road.
And keep in mind that every other person now has a dashboard camera and they are filming you.
Well, I mean, technology is, I mean, things like the new Ford car are great because they have amazing technology to help you be safer and stay calmer, from parking assist to sat nav. You know, one day we'll have automated cars, so none of this will matter. But until then, it's about sort of using technology to help you on the road.
Catherine Lewis from Debrett's and part-time with Ford. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
That's the lady with the manners. Right, 90 333 105, 077 66 105 105. The last time someone did make a rude gesture to you when you were driving, did you blast the horn at them? Did you rude gesture back? Did you do a deep breath like, let all the happiness go with that person. May they go round the next corner and buy a winning lottery ticket. God bless them. Could you do that? Just after someone has ordered those pints.